Good evening, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom on wonderful BBSRadio.com. And the other thing is we are going to talk about the Akashic Records, how it impacts your life or how they impact your life, and what you're going to do with your life. I mean, we're coming down to the wire, aren't we? It is now the end of July and beginning of August and of 2012. So what are you going to do with your life or with your world or with your environment in the next months ahead between now and December of 2012? And has that impacted you to shift your life, change your life, or is your life just the same? So the idea here is that we want to talk about the Akashic Records. Now, for those people who have never listened before, the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. However, what's important for you to understand is that the way that I have been taught and the way I teach is not about looking into our past lives for answers, but looking into this life and our soul's intention for this life and how we can make our choices so that we live a more joyful, happy, fulfilled life. That is what we came to do. And so, again, it's not about past lives so much as it is the here and now. Why certain things have happened in your life, why, or what decisions you have to make. And again, the Akashic Records will never tell you what to do, but they'll give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. And again, my name is Donna Fox, and I've been working with the Akashic Records for well over 16 years now. And I am a member of Akashic Records Consultants International and a certified teacher, a founding member, actually. And so when I work with someone and during a consultation, the consultations are based 100% on the individual's questions. And I access the Akashic Records through a specific sacred prayer. And the prayer itself is a vibrational key that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. So when I'm doing the show, you have the opportunity to actually have like a mini consultation, right, free, because you're calling in or you're going to email me. Now, if you want to email me your question, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info@akashicwisdom.com, just like the show's name. I would like to get your current legal name, because when I access the records, what happens is I need your current legal name and your question. That gets us to the right area of the records. And it's in current time rather than in the past. So you can pretty much ask anything you want. You know, futures are not necessarily what we're working with these days. And the reason we're not working with futures is because the future is truly not set. There are so many possibilities and probabilities of what we can do or have or be that it's really up to our free will choice. And what we choose today actually creates our tomorrow. And, you know, our reality is always changing, as our choices are always changing. And so, again, if you've never listened, I hope you listen tonight. I hope you call in to the BBS radio line and ask your question. And again, if you're listening online, then you're listening on the station, then you hopefully have the telephone number for BBS Radio. If not, I can certainly give it to you. I've got to get it myself, as a matter of fact. Here I am. There we go. Whoops. There we are. Okay, so we are listening to Station 2, and we would like you to call in, and you can dial in for Canada, 530-413-4522, or 530 there's an 800 number here. I just have to get it for you. All right. So the 800 number to call in to talk to me live is 888-429-5471, and that's toll-free in the U.S. or Canada. Again, or you can dial in direct at 530-513-6472. That's 530-513-6472. And that, if you're out of the country, our country code is 011. And so I look forward to speaking with you. Your questions really make the whole program much more interesting. And so I deeply hope that you will give a call and ask your question. Could be about your life, or it could be about situations in your life. Could be about your career. Could be about relationships. One of the things that has come forward in the records for me to do, and I open my own records on a regular basis, is to go ahead and offer love coaching for people. There's so many people out there looking for their love, their special one. And they want to know why they're not connecting, why they keep attracting the same type of person rather than manifesting and maintaining a healthy, loving relationship. So maybe you have a question about your love relationships. Maybe you have a question about your career. And again, whatever it may be, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, or you can call in at those wonderful numbers that I just gave you. All right. So let's talk about what is coming forward today in response to your greatness. One of the things that we are being called to do and called to think about in this wonderful lifetime and at these times is our own personal call to greatness. You know, because we do have a responsibility for the way our planet works. We have a responsibility for coming to this wonderful planet at this time in history. And we also have a responsibility for our own happiness. Now, what does that mean? It means that the choices you make are either going to make you proud of yourself or they're going to make you feel shameful. And that's a very strong statement, but there's pretty much no in-between in this respect. The choices you make are either going to help you feel good about yourself or they're not. And what we are encouraging people to do, and this is the masters, teachers, and loved ones talking, is to truly make choices that make you feel good about you. So what are you doing today to help create the dream or your vision of how you want your life to look and feel? So what little steps, and again, there's so many people out there that are looking for somebody else to tell them what they should do or how they should feel or what's right for them or what is what their soul's purpose is. The reality is your joy is your soul's purpose. When you're living in joy, you are on point. You're on purpose. If you're afraid, if you're fearful, if you feel anxious, then those are the kinds of things that will really signal that you're not on point and you are not fulfilling your soul's purpose. And we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you?
My name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Where are you calling from?
New York.
Okay. Are you a first-time caller?
No, I've called you before.
Okay.
Maybe
all right, great. How can I help you?
I have a question about 2012, you know, the ending of 2012. From what I understand, humanity has passed the tipping point to where we're all more positive and that we've transmuted a lot of the negative things that were supposed to happen, a lot of the disasters. And I was wondering if, you know, if it's not going to be as bad as a lot of people predict, you know, if we keep the momentum going, that things, you know, really won't be so bad.
Well, you're absolutely right, Debbie. The reality is that we have a responsibility not only to maintain our positive attitudes, but to work in as much love as possible. What's going on here is that 2012 was interpreted by many people in a way that was negative, that created fear. And what we as human beings need to do is to shift that and move that fear into love and trust. And we have to look at that, we have to look at our faith. And we have to look at our trust of what the universal laws will bring to us. There's so many people that have been brought up with hellfire and brimstone, that we're going to burn in hell, or that we're going to be punished. And the reality is the universe doesn't work that way. The idea is that we make choices today that create our tomorrows. However, the idea of punishing the all for the mistakes of a few is no longer in play and hasn't been for a long time. We need to take the responsibility to move into our hearts and to be able to work with as much love as possible. So what you're hearing about the tipping point being shifted is absolutely true. You'll actually notice that there are some people. If people see what they want to see. So if they want to see that people are negative and they're hateful, then that's what they're going to find in their life. If they want to see that people are loving and caring, they're going to have that come into their life. What their thoughts are the things, and so it's those kinds of that kind of information that we really need to look at. What comments do you have about that?
It makes good sense to me. I'm happy to hear it.
Right. The idea here is that you, what do you want to do to help yourself become more loving?
Well, from what I understand, we have to help the negative people become more positive, and that they're not going to be punished, but, you know, just to try and help them understand, you know, that they're not seeing things the way they're supposed to be. Does that make sense?
Say that again one more time.
that we're, you know, we're supposed to be helping the negative people, the negative forces, to become more positive so that everybody can ascend together and that, you know, they won't be punished because, you know, we're trying to help them change their ways. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. But we have to understand that we have to be responsible for ourselves. We cannot be responsible for anybody else. We can't make anybody else do anything. All we can do is be the best we can be and teach by example. Because, you know, you can talk, quite frankly, you know, until you're blue in the face, as they say, and if people don't feel like they want to change, they're not going to change.
Yeah, that's
true. If people are constantly looking at the negative because that's the way they feel comfortable, because in their lifetime, that's just the way they were taught, that's the way they were brought up, that's just the way they are, the only way that you can possibly help that person is to shift your attitude in how you deal with them without expecting them to be anybody else, anybody but who they are. When we try to change people, all we do is we push them away. It's about really loving and accepting people for who they are and allowing that acceptance to manifest in the other person however it manifests. We cannot we can't be nice to someone with the intention of them changing because we're nice to them, for example.
Okay.
Because when we do that, we set ourselves up for a resentment party. Because all of a sudden, you're saying, well, why aren't you changing? Why aren't you being nice to me? I was so nice to you, I deserve for you to be nice to me. And the reality is, then you were being nice for the wrong reason. You're being loving for the wrong reason.
That makes sense.
See, you have to, the whole idea of being loving is to be loving for the sake of loving, not to get anything in return. And we have to understand that when we walk without expectation, then we allow the other person to be whoever they are, and should they decide to change, great. If it's not within their realm, then there's nothing we can do to stop that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
I mean, how many times have we've had a situation where, you know, you've had somebody in your life and you've tried to be good to that person and you've tried to be right with that person, and no matter what you did, it was never good enough.
Mm.
And all you felt was anger and resentment, and you, as was said before, is you said to yourself or to this other person, look, I've done everything I could for you, and you're not even being nice to me. You know, what's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not being anybody else but who they are. When we start putting expectations on how somebody should behave because of our behavior, we have now put a very strong judgment that's not going to help. It's only going to push somebody away. Another thing that's coming, and I don't know if this is for you or for somebody who's listening, but another thing that's coming is that it's about, I'm hearing women, for example. Women will meet a man who has some abusive tendencies. And in their mind, they think, if I only treat him right, all he needs is a good woman. And I'll stay with him and I'll wait for him to change. And years go by, and years go by, and he's just being himself. And the
That's
woman
right.
is becoming more and more bitter because she's trying to do the right thing and he's not changing. Well, if she doesn't like what she's got, then she needs to leave. What you see is what you get, and if it's not in alignment with you, then you need to cut your losses and need to say, this is not who I am and this is not the person I want to be with, because this does not align with my idea or my energy. But trying to change that other person is not going to help, because the other person's only going to get resentful, because in that trying to change that other person, a person is carrying the energy that that person isn't good enough. And it only makes them mad. And dig their heels in harder. Can you understand that?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, have you ever seen it in play? That a woman will stay with the guy waiting for him to change. He never changed, and all she does is get bitter, and he goes upon his merry way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she goes, "What's wrong with me?" Well, well, the idea is that you have to learn who you are with your own boundaries.
Mm.
And if you don't like what you got, then, you know, if discussing what you want with the other person, and that's not what they want, then you have to be honest with yourself and you have to move forward. Otherwise, you suffer a lifetime of anger, regret, resentment because of how you wanted them to behave and they didn't.
Yeah.
So the question again is, what do you want to do to make your life better in the next few months?
Yeah, and I guess it's best to just avoid negative people.
No, it's not because if you avoided negative people, you never turn the television on, you never go out on the street. Because
yeah.
Negative people are everywhere. No, it's not about avoiding negative people. It's not allowing negative people to shift you.
Yeah.
You see, you can't let anybody control you. Or your feelings or your attitude. They want to be negative, well, send them light and move forward.
Mm.
Who in your life are you trying to change, Debbie?
It doesn't really apply to me, but you said maybe a listener.
Well, then that's true. Maybe there's somebody else, you know, that's listening that it does apply to, you know. But we all have people in our lives that we wish would be different. And the idea here is, it's not about wishing that the other person be different. It's about how we approach the other person, or how we approach ourselves, is what's going to shift us. And if that other person shifts along with us, that's great.
Mm.
If not, you got to love them for who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope I answered your question.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're very much welcome. So, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, not at this time.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you called and, you know.
Continue on. I interrupted you, so.
Say again?
I interrupted you, so continue, you know.
No. I love callers to call in and ask questions because that's what this show is all about, is service and the idea of calling in and asking questions. You know, there's something about the energy of another person's voice that really helps, you know, this work come forward. Otherwise, it's like I'm talking to myself. So I love the questions. It's great. So thank you for calling.
Well, we're out here listening.
Well, good. I'm glad you are. I'm glad you are. Well, you have a great time. And are you in upstate New York?
Yes, where? Orange County.
Okay, great. All right, well, thanks again. And
thanks
you have a great week and a great life, and I look forward to hearing from you again.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And again, we love to hear from you folks because your questions make this program rich. And I do have an email from a gentleman by the name of Mick, and I never got his email, so I just want to let you know that he said I emailed you a couple of weeks ago regarding an Akashic Record reading, but if you emailed me via the Contact BBS host website, for whatever reason, I never received it. But please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, like you just did. And I will be able to get back to you. And now I have your phone number. I can certainly give you a call. And if any of you out there would like to call me privately and not on the air, but sometime when we're off the air, you can reach me at my private number, which is 216 691-1233. You can call that number 24 hours a day. If I'm sitting at my desk, I will answer the phone. If I'm not, it's a voicemail. It will pick it up, and I will call you back. Again, that number is 216-691-1233, and it's there for you to give a call. Anytime you'd like to ask for more information about consultations or workshops, or you can even email me questions for the radio show too there. So thanks there. Thanks, Mick, and I will give you a call. And now, just for you all, for also for you, you and for the information of the listeners, is I do telephone consultations, and I have clients from all over the world. So would love to hear from you whenever you have a question. Okay, so we have a question from Kathy, and the question that she has is, what is important for me to know at this special time, and am I from Arcturus? Okay, so let me just see here, and Kathy has included her current legal name, and that's wonderful. Let me just wait for the masters, teachers, and loved ones to come forward. Well, first of all, Kathy, it's really going to be important for you to get a... it's interesting the way they're expressing it. They're saying get a handle on or get clear about the here and now. There is something in your life that, for whatever reason, you're not telling yourself the truth about. And it's really going to be important, and in fact, it may be uncomfortable, but telling yourself the truth about what you want, where you're going, or the choices you're making is very important right now. So it's really important that you get very clear about what it is you truly want. You can no longer be led by other people. It's also important that the career decisions that you have, either you have them now or they're coming up, need to be based on what it is or how you want your life to look and feel. What do you truly want? Because you cannot, what they're saying is you can't dance to anyone else's drummer anymore. You must dance to your own drummer. And so it's going to be important for you to really move into your heart and become very clear about what brings you joy. And as far as Arcturus is concerned, what I'm hearing is that is where you were originated. So, you know, we all have various places that we originate from. Some are new souls to Earth from Spirit. Some are Pleiadian. Some are Arcturian. A variety of different realms, levels. We come to this planet for not just a learning, but more of an experience. This planet, this beautiful little marble in the sky, offers so many different levels of experiences, vibration of frequencies, mentalities, environments, that it's important for us to really look at what attracts us in this life. What are we curious about? What kinds of hobbies do we have? What interests us? What countries are we attracted to? how many times do we look up to the sky and long to go home? And if that's you, if you keep looking up to the sky, longing to go home, the message for you is be here now. The beauty of the sky is the past. Those stars are no longer there. The planets you can't see are. But the reality is you chose to be here. You chose to come into body. And it's very important that you make the most of being here now. So, Kathy, I hope that answers your question. It's very important that you get clear about your thinking and what do you want to create? How do you want your life to look and feel? I know I sometimes feel like I'm a broken record here, but the masters, teachers, and loved ones keep coming forth with this information. So there's obviously something that not only you, the listeners, that are out there, but it's always a message for me too. So, I've been doing this work for 16 years, and yet there are times where I question myself. Nobody is perfect in anything. And my goodness, if we were perfect, we'd be a flash of light and we'd go, we'd be back home by now. But the reality here is to experience the doubt, to experience the fear. If we can begin to identify it and turn it around, the faster we turn it around, the more joy we're going to have. So, for example, let's say there's an issue that we're worried about, and we're allowing it to really affect our bodies or our minds or our environments. If we just go ahead, and the faster we can turn ourselves around and start trusting that all will be laid before us and we will be in trust, the better off we're going to be, okay? The idea here is that, and Kathy just wrote back that she only answers to herself and that she's retired. Well, you may be retired, but there are some things that are going to be happening within your life that you have to make a choice on, and it's not necessarily, they're saying it's not necessarily vocational so much as, from a career point of view, it's something that has to do with the way you live your life. And it's about you being truthful with you. What do you want to create? What are you longing to do that you've held yourself back from? And what decisions do you have to make in order to be able to create that? So that's what's coming forward for you. Thank you so much for your question, though. Love your comments. And thank you for listening. And again, the email address is info@akashicwisdom.com. Here's the other thing that I would like to just share with you when you're asking questions. The more specific the question, the better the answer. So if you think about the Akashic Records like being the divine's great Google, or the Google for the divine, if you will. It's like the more specific your search engine words, if you will, or search, the more accurate is the information that comes forward. The more general can be on multiple levels of consciousness. So the idea here is the more specific, the better the answer. So it's not so much that what do I need to know at this time is not a good question, but the reality is that a very big question. And so what you want to understand is to understand by, let's say, putting it in a category. What do I need to know at this time about my relationship with, and you name the person. What do I need to know about at this time about the health challenge of. So the idea is, like, if you're looking at a file, think about this as if you're looking for a file, if you have the name of the file, then you can find, you can extract the information from the file. Whether if you're used to old filing cabinets or if you're used to going to the library, if you're looking for a specific book, you know, looking for the title is going to be a lot easier than looking for a general subject in science. So that's what I'd like to share with you. So the more specific the questions, the better the answers. And so I just deeply appreciate all of you and your questions. Right now, interestingly enough, the planet is in such a state of flux. What I mean by that is that there is multiple energies that are surrounding us at all times. I mean, how many people out there, I'm sure that you, all of a sudden you're like, let's say even walking in your own home, and you see something on the side of your eye. It's like you almost want to think that there's somebody there. It's like a shadow that shows up, and you don't, you know, it's like it's not your cat or your dog, because it's right, like, you know, same level as you are. Or you feel like some energy is around you. Not necessarily in a bad way, but also in a loving way. But it's fleeting. It's just a flash. Or how many folks out there are seeing flashes of light? Just little pinpricks of light. If you just kind of look at stuff, you can just see pinpricks of light. Those are all wonderful beings of light that are here to help us feel better and better. And we have another caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Donna. It's Rebecca from the Bay Area. How are you?
I'm great, Rebecca. How are you?
Good. It's good to hear your voice again.
Is this Rebecca with your last name that starts with an F?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure I was remembering the right person.
The right person. I'm glad that you kind of gave instructions on to be specific.
Yes.
My question is what do I need to learn about my recent health episode? I went into the doctor for high blood pressure, and they decided to keep me overnight, which was quite a shock to me.
Uh-huh.
So I'm still kind of reeling from all of that.
How long ago was this?
Friday morning, and I got out yesterday afternoon.
Okay, wow, okay.
Yeah.
So you want to understand what this lesson was, or what you needed to know about that?
Yeah.
Okay. And this presented with a headache, did it?
It presented with I'd had a headache, I'd had a shoulder ache. I actually learned a lot about how women's heart problems present themselves. They're different than men.
Uh-huh.
And I'd had different things going on for a week that any one of them can show that a person's having problems with their heart. So I took my blood pressure, and it was very high on Friday, and I was told to go to the ER, and when I went to the ER, they said, can you stay overnight? So I was very surprised about this. I thought I'd go in, get a prescription, and make it to work by 10, and that wasn't the case.
Right. Well, first of all, the reason this is important is because it is directly related to the amount of stress that's in your life right now.
Right.
And although that sounds like an easy answer, it's really not just, the stress is not just emotional or even relationship or job related. It's a spiritual stress.
That makes sense.
Does it?
And, yeah.
And good. Because it's the decision that you have going on, it's interesting because they're showing me the number 360 degrees. So it's like a 360 degree turnaround.
But don't you end up back where you're at?
Say again?
Well, 360, you end up back where you're at.
Exactly. And so what happens is that whatever you think you're changing is bringing you right back to where you are. Okay. Does that make sense to you?
It makes sense. I'm just trying to formulate what that looks like.
Okay. So imagine sitting, and here's a picture they're showing me. You're sitting in a lotus position.
Yeah.
Okay. And like in a meditative position with your hands up and your, you know, your fingers,
yeah,
your thumb to your middle finger. And what you're doing is you're meditating, but as you're meditating, you're actually sitting on a seat that circles.
A turntable or a lazy seat.
Oh, yeah, a turntable, right. And
mm-hmm.
and in that turntable, there is, you're sitting on a turntable, but what's coming down is light. It's almost like there's a spotlight on you.
Okay.
And the spotlight keeps changing as you turn.
Okay.
So the part of this is that up to this point, the choices you've made have brought you right back to where you are. But by moving into more of a meditative release and allowing yourself to turn naturally, like on, and they're calling it a pedestal of light.
Uh-huh.
You literally create a column of light that will shift you.
Oh, okay, I see.
Okay, so it's like, okay, I've been doing this now. Now I'm going to sit in this column of light. I'm going to allow myself to turn, okay? But
yeah.
I'm also going to allow myself to spiral upward and
yeah.
connect with divine energy to find my guidance of what I truly want.
Interesting.
Because up to now, again, it's kind of a similar question. Is you've been making choices not based on what you want, but what you thought you should do.
Hmm. Yeah.
What's that about?
It's about fear that in a particular situation with a job, it's the fear that, I mean, I've been under evaluation for a year with, I still don't know if I'm going to keep you. And it's that, oh, wow, nobody else will want to take me because I haven't worked in a while, blah, blah, blah. It's that not feeling grounded and letting fear run my life and not taking back my power. And this person is very powerful. She manages by intimidation. So totally different than what I thought when she was a business associate. And now that I work for her, it's a totally different person. It's amazing. But when you talked about creating the column of light versus the spotlight, how can I do that?
By visualizing it.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, by visualizing and just allowing it. But part of this has to do with you learning about your true worth and claiming it.
Okay.
You see, she can't intimidate you if you really know what you're worth.
How do I do that?
Well, so, first of all, it's about you documenting what you do on that job that makes you worthwhile.
Okay.
What are you doing on the job what have you shifted or changed, or what have you brought to that position that is makes it more valuable than before? How have you expanded it?
It has to be with the people interaction,
If that's the case, if with the people that you're interacting with, how has that benefited the company or your surroundings or environment? So it's about documenting it.
Okay.
And the idea is I'm not sure if I'm going to keep you, is quite frankly, when you say, well, I haven't worked for a while, how long have you worked with this company?
A year.
Well, so you've got a year under your belt. You've worked for somebody for a year. Why wouldn't somebody want you?
Right.
Right? So up
yeah.
to this point, you know, prior to this on your resume, there was a gap where you either you were on sabbatical, you were learning, you were possibly taking care of I don't know what your situation is. I'm just...
Yeah.
This is Adana making it up, not a record.
Right,
but,
right, got it.
So the idea is there's ways of explaining and being truthful of mm-hmm. the gap of between the last job, this job, and the fact that you've been here a year. The reality here has to do with you starting to look at who else on the internet, what does this particular job pay, and what are the other opportunities around this that are similar to this in your area?
Okay.
Because what's happening is the only way that a boss can intimidate you is if you believe what they have to say.
Right.
So if you don't believe them, and you happen to know it's true, that it's not true, then they can say whatever they want. They're just trying to pad their part.
Okay. Okay, so by doing those things, by what you see visually, that's going to help me create a column of light versus just spinning around with a spotlight.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
The idea is it's about being more grounded. See, when she starts into you, you have to visualize that column of light. And
okay.
And in order to feel more grounded, you can also put your tongue to the roof of your mouth, right behind your teeth.
Okay.
That immediately grounds people.
Okay. Okay.
There's another question that's coming forward is, what more does she expect of you that you're not doing?
To buy into all her bullshit.
Say again?
To buy into all her BS.
What does that mean?
Who she says she is and who she actually comes across as are two different things. And I know that. And I think that she would like me not to see that side.
But I don't understand. In other words, I don't understand how that plays in the position.
Oh, you mean things she'd like me to do?
Yeah. In other words, what does she want you to do that you're not doing? That caused her to deal with you in a way that puts you on the defensive. See, you have to understand something.
Yeah.
She could not put you on the defensive if you didn't believe part of what she's saying is true.
She wants me to have absolutely zero mistakes. Zero, zero, zero. And it's not, you just can't.
What kind of job is this?
I scan papers and rename them. I mean, it's like...
You scan what?
Paperwork.
And rename it.
I create files for numerous papers that she has in filing cabinets, and if I don't rotate a page right or crop a check, she gets very upset about it, and I'm like, it's rotating a page. This isn't rocket science that paper from 1983. It's irrelevant. You know, her focusing so much on this kind of stuff is just like, this is insane. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but the thing is, it makes no logical sense to you. But the reality is that you're obviously not doing this on purpose. You're just, it happens to come up, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so the idea here is what's coming forward is what can you do to make sure it doesn't happen?
Mm-hmm.
Is there more attention you need to make to detail? The piece here is that the sad part about working for somebody else is we never have the opportunity we can't let our logic play into their world.
And try to make sense.
Yeah.
Got it.
So the idea is that your frustration is because what you seem to think is, what you think is insignificant exactly. is obviously meaningful to her, and it makes no difference whether or not it makes sense to you.
Got it.
And as soon as you get that in your head and realize this is not about me, this is about what she wants, she's writing the check, So I'm going to just make sure that I do it the way she wants me to do it, because there's a part of your little rebellion in there that gets aggravated because you feel trapped.
Bingo.
And the reason you feel trapped, so you react in a passive-aggressive way.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so the reality is the reason why you're acting in a passive-aggressive way is because you don't understand or value who you are.
Okay.
Is this making sense to you?
Oh, yeah, which it gets back to me valuing me, not whether or not she values me.
Correct. That's right. You know, again, I've used the distinction that if somebody walked around and said, you know, hey, you've got green hair, you know, you wouldn't think anything of it. You'd just laugh at them because the reality is you don't have green hair.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. The piece that comes back is I need to take better care of myself. When I was only working 3 days a week and had off Tuesday and Thursday, I felt much better. I was more rested.
I'm sorry. What did you say about last week?
Working less time.
Yeah.
And taking better care of myself. I feel better about when I go into work.
And what does that look like when you feel better, when you take better care of yourself?
I might keep the dishes up more. I keep my clothes clean. You know, I keep up on the laundry. I'm not as sideswiped by things because I forget to do them. That
uh-huh.
kind of.
Do you ever make lists?
Yeah, I do.
And so the idea here is that it's important for you to understand that doing the stuff on your list, you need to define what are the things that you're doing that's going to make you feel good about you.
Okay.
Not doing it because somebody else expects you to do it.
All right.
Unless you're at work, and then, again, you got to dance with that drummer.
Okay.
But the reality is that if you, in fact, do what she asks you to do, it will make you feel better about yourself, and you'll feel much stronger because you'll know you're right.
Okay. And I need to change my living environment. I don't live like the way I want to live. And so that's a big thing too.
Yeah, but don't be overwhelmed with it.
Yeah.
In other words, like the reality is that you can take one step at a time, and if you wanted to, you could probably get some help with it. But the thing is that by allowing yourself to feel overwhelmed, you only create more shame for yourself.
That's it, shame based.
Yeah. And so, see how she plays into your shame base?
Yeah.
Whereas if you made a choice every day to do at least 1 to 5 things that are going to make you feel good about you, not only today but next week, your whole attitude's going to shift about who you are and what you feel. Because you'll be supporting yourself in a different way.
Oh, Donna, I just love talking to you. You're so awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I do.
Yeah. You know, but I mean, does this make sense to you?
Oh, totally. My head down, I'm writing. So.
Good. And so the other thing is, but you don't want to drive yourself crazy and overwhelm yourself. You know, if you're going to make, you know, all these lists, make a master list.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get it all out of your system. Make a master list of all the things you want to do.
Okay.
And then forget about it. And then make a list every day of 5 things you want to do.
Okay.
Or 4 things or 2 things.
Okay.
Maybe you want to start out with 2 things and work up to it.
Okay, boy, this is a theme for a lot of women, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a theme for the world right now. Because what's happening is we've all procrastinated to such an extent about our life and our feelings and our environment and our work that all of a sudden, you know, we're dancing as fast as that we can to try and clean it up before December 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is it's all about joy. You know?
Yeah, that date becomes such a pressure cooker on people.
Yeah, but it's such BS.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Yeah, but the reality is that let me just when we move on into spirit and we look back at our lives, are we going to say to ourselves, "Gee, I should have spent more time cleaning my house"?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we going to say, "Gee, I should have spent more time watching sunsets"?
Mm-hmm.
Or sunrises, or journaling, or feeling,
mm-hmm.
or moving into prayer. It's not that you shouldn't have a clean house. Clearly, if that's what's bothering you and it's really bugging you, that and they'll bring you joy, you should do that. That's not what's being said. But mm-hmm. the idea is we dance by other people's drummers rather than our own.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really about dancing to our own drummer. Of what we want. Now, if having a space that we like that's uncluttered so we can have more friends over, and that's a whole different story. That's bringing joy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's what I'd like, rather than
yeah.
people outside, because I don't want them to come into my house.
Well, but that's why they have people that do that kind of work.
Right.
That you can probably trade with if there's something you want done.
Right. Okay, well, thank you so much. I want to let you to be able to take some other calls. So
we're almost over at the end of the show, so I'm so glad you called in. Thank you so much, okay?
Yes, thank you, Donna. I love you. Take care.
I love you. Thank you. Take
okay,
care, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I just love your calls. Thank you so much. It means so much to be able to be of service. I have one more email that I want to take care of here. Before we end the show, and it's from Melody. She says, my husband is at the VA in the ICU. He has a feeding tube in because he can't pass a swallowing test. He's had swallowing problems for a long time, among a lot of other serious problems. I would like to know, what can I do for him or tell him about swallowing? Is this about guilt from his Army service in Vietnam, or is it about his parents or me? Also, is my shallow breathing connected to him and his stuff? Love to you. Okay, so first of all, Melody, it's really going to be important that what you can do for him is offer him as much love and forgiveness as you can muster. And so a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the Ho'oponopono of I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, those four statements. We have to understand that we don't bring anything into our lives, or there's nothing in our life that we haven't actually participated in bringing forth. And your husband, you can't, quote-unquote, fix your husband. And with the records, I can't go into his records, A, without his permission. So I can't access what the reason is for these challenges for him. All we can access is for you. And what's coming up is that there is a major amount of forgiveness of self that you need to do and a major amount of forgiveness for him that you need to do. When you say those four statements of I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, and you say them slowly and lovingly, you do not have to direct that at anyone. You could literally sit and hold his hand and mentally say that in the hospital. You could say it while you're at home. You can say it while driving. And that energy shifts within you. It's not about shifting him so much as it about shifting you. And because you are connected, there are things that can be shifted. But again, it's his soul's free will choice of his experience. All you can do is take care of you. And that is absolutely a message for everyone. And I thank you so much. You know, Melody, you take so much on yourself that it's time you take the bag of rocks off your back, leave them at the side of the road, and move into your heart with personal forgiveness and love. Because there's all you can do is take care of you and send light and love to him and be there when he needs you. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of our show. This is, you know, my name is Donna Fox. I work with the Akashic Records. I am available, you know, for personal consultations. As I gave you my number earlier, I'll give it to you again. You can contact me at 216-392-5490, 24 hours a day. Whatever time zone you're in, I'll get that message. Or you can email me at info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. I so deeply thank you all for your questions. I hope they were helpful. And if for some reason they were not helpful immediately, it's going to be important that you really take a look at them, because if they're not helpful today, you never know when that's going to show up. So, or maybe if they it just shifted in a different way, and see how it applies to you. So I want to thank you so much. I'll be here again next week. I want to also say I'm so glad I spent a wonderful day with my kids. We had our first dinner in my new apartment, and all of my children were here, and it was wonderful. So, you know, family is what it's about, isn't it? Whether it's blood family or extended family or friends that we feel are family, or if it's just divine family, spirit family. The bottom line, it's all about love. It's all about love. All there is love. Wonderful Beatles song. So for tonight, we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Show tonight by saying, amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. And you know what? If you'll all join me in saying amen, have a miracle-filled week, everyone. I love you very much, and thank you so much for participating so actively in tonight's show. Talk to you next week. Have a great one. Bye-bye.